Welcome to episode 261 of Digga Digga with Bookmakers. Before we get into Bookbinder of the Week, I have a special gift for you. If you go over to my website at tegdodegawabookmakers.podbean.com, you will see how to get a free book from me. A real book. A book you can put your hands on. It's a small blank notebook with a soft cover. Small being about A6, which is 4x6, 4 inches by 6 inches. If you go over to my website at tegdodegawabookmakers.podbean.com, you can see how to get your free copy. Now, on to the Bookbinder of the Week. The Bookbinder of the Week is Don Etherington. What more could we say? He is well known as a conservator and a bookbinder and a creator of great art. He's also a teacher who has taught many people, and he has changed both the people and the field of bookbinding and conservativeship. Please check him out, Don Etherington. In the last week in bookbinding, I made a softcover blank notebook. I made two. And now I have four small A6 size blank notebooks, two with page numbers and design, two without, two with thick orange paper, two with purple book cloth as covers. And I am making them available to you, the listener. All you have to do to get your copy is go over to my website at tegdodegawabookmakers.podbean.com and look at the pictures, choose which book you want, and then email me. There's only four, so the first four people who ask for the books will get them. Good luck! And what else did I do in bookbinding? Well, I made a very bad accordion book. I didn't finish it. I did make a video of making it. That video might be up someday. But it's not the way I wanted it, so I'm going to do it again. As a matter of fact, I cut out two more pages for some accordion books, and I'm going to be working on them this week. Other than that, in bookbinding, I didn't do much bookbinding, but I did do some writing. As a matter of fact, in fiction, yes, we're going to talk about fiction now, I finished Growing Slurry. Yay! Did it by sitting at my desk and writing until I finished it. I promised myself I wouldn't make this podcast until I finished it so I could say, I finished it. So I finished another novel, Growing Slurry, and it's about 200 pages. It's an episodic story, which means there's stories within stories. The two main characters tell their life story or tell adventures they had in their minds, but not to each other. But then they do talk to each other, too, mostly in coffee shops or parks or walking around. That's finished. Growing Slurry is finished, and next week I will have some more information about it and maybe even a plot summary. What have I been doing in bookbinding is I made an accordion book, which wasn't very good, so I'm making more. And I finished another blank notebook, which you can get by going to tegdodegawabookmakers.podbean.com and looking at the pictures and deciding which one you want, and then emailing me. Tegdodegawa is spelled TEDORIGAWA. tegdodegawabookmakers.podbean, podbean.com. Better hurry, there's only four. And in fiction, I finished Growing Slurry. An eventful and fruitful week. Thanks for dropping by. Thanks for listening. Hope to see you again soon. Bye now.